Here is her sonnet 43.
Sonnet 43. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach when feeling out of sight for the ends of being and ideal grace. I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need by sun and candlelight. I love thee freely as men strive for right. I love thee purely as they turn from praise. I love thee with a passion put to use in my old griefs and with my childhood's faith. I love thee with a love I seem to lose with my lost saints. I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life, and if God choose, I shall but love thee better after death.
The sonnets from the Portuguese are some of the most famous love poems in English. How do I love thee, let me count the ways, is one of the most recognizable lines in the English canon. In the words of her husband, Elizabeth Barrett Browning's poems were strong with the fresh, strange music, the affluent language, the exquisite pathos, and true, new, brave thought. I think when you read this, you naturally think of the person you love the most, if you're lucky enough to love someone that much. Browning deals with every aspect of love. Simple love, most quiet need. Complicated love, the breath, smiles, tears of all my life. And sacred love, my childhood's faith. She helps you understand love at the same time you are enveloped in its mystery. Her own life and love echo familiar fairy tales and myths. Her forbidden courtship casts her as a Juliet. Her invalid status makes her a sort of sleeping beauty. And, of course, she had a Cinderella story happy ending, complete with prince, casa, if not castle, and fame. In The Ring and the Book, Browning himself compared their courtship to the legends of Andromeda and Perseus and St. George and his maiden. Luckily, Barrett Browning's work is as strong as her myth. She was England's most famous woman poet during her lifetime. Her fans included Ruskin, Emily Dickinson, and Swinburne, and mobs of other people admired her for her strong morality and passion. Barrett Browning wrote about causes that moved her, everything from the exploitation of children in coal mines to the Risorgimento, which was the movement to unify Italy as a nation-state. She felt for those who were unjustly held back or discriminated against, perhaps having developed that sympathy from living a stalled life until she claimed it for her own.